This is a dictation for Fatima Wells. FATIMAHWELLS. Date of service is 6/11/2025. Date of birth 5/8/81. Date of accident is 4/29/2023. The patient Fatima Well is here for a evaluation as a follow-up visit. She was last seen on 4/21/2025 and missed the visit on the last month. She reported that her family issues are going on. She is supporting some grandkids and whatnot, all kind of issues she talks. She feels that she's tired and she's weak, and she's going to see a PCP for various blood tests, including thyroid profile. She's suffering from severe anxiety, severe panic. There's no depression. And she has a severe pain in the lower back and the right knee. Her right knee pain is around 9 at this time. And she's undergoing a surgery by Dr. Gary Gilliard in the first week of August. The date has not been assigned yet. And she wants injection to the right knee as it is quite painful. Overall, the pain level is from 8 to 9. She has a difficult time walking on the road or going upstairs. She is unable to do all the ADLs. Her ADLs are affected 7. However, her lower back pain has actually improved, and it is only 2 or 3 on a scale of 1 to 10 at this time. No neck pain is reported. 60% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues. For substance abuse and a compliance plan. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 132/86, pulse 79, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from the previous visit of 4/21/2025. And dictation number is 0421-027. Except her cervical and lumbar range of motions are now completely normal. In the cervical range of motion, there is forward flexion of 60, extension is 80, side flexion is 30, and rotation 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 25, and rotation is 25. There are no spasm of any muscles, and the rest of the findings are normal. All the maneuvers are completely negative. SI joints are negative. The Faber test, Gonsalant test are negative. Iliac compression test, distraction test are all negative. Except for the right knee, all other exams are now negative. And regarding the diagnosis, the same plan is to, as follows, I reviewed the maps and the previous labs. I've discharged the patient from general physical therapy. She will benefit from surgery, and she has a meniscus tear in the knee, as well as she has a ACL sprain in the right knee, according to the MRI. She is released to a light-duty job if she can, 8 hours, 6 days, 10 pounds before and after surgery. She was advised to have an intra-articular injection of the right knee, and she requested an injection of Toradol for pain relief. 2 cc's of injection of Toradol was injected deep intramuscular in deltoid muscle of the left side. No bleeding was noticed, and patient tolerated the procedure very well. And the injection of the right knee was provided based on the history and physical exam, as well as the MRI finding. Patient has a sprain of the right ACL, as well as meniscus tear, for which she is going to go visit a surgeon. The procedure was done according to protocol, and she felt quite a relief. She has provided the following medication, which is Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day for anxiety, Neurontin was provided for radiculopathy and occasional headaches. The patient was provided Norco 7.5 a day for 15 days supply, and lidocaine patches 5%. Patient will be seen in 30 days time after her surgery is done. If she wants to do, we are willing to discharge her. There is no other treatment that we have to offer. She can do home exercises at this time. Thank you.